A reflection by Lou Lotz for Epiphany, based on Luke 12, verses 13 to 21. By world standards, most Americans live like sultans. To listen to us talk, however, you would think we barely have enough to get by. This delusion is fed by advertisers, whose mission is to keep us all in a perpetual state of discontent. Luxurious homes and glossy magazines make your perfectly adequate house shrink by comparison into a dilapidated hovel in need of immediate renovation. Advertisements for new fall fashions make the clothes you bought just last year look shabby and old-fashioned. TV commercials for new cars make you shudder with embarrassment at your present vehicle. In 1998, a U.S. senator made a speech about how his constituents were being taxed into the poorhouse. He cited a letter from a constituent who complained how he was being impoverished by one tax after another. Income tax, sales tax, property tax on his two houses, his camper, his boat. The list went on and on. In the newspaper the next day, a thoughtful editorial writer, reflecting on the senator's speech, pointed out how strange it is that anyone who owned two homes, two cars, a boat and a camper, and whose income put him in the highest tax bracket, should ever think of himself as poor. But we do think of ourselves as poor. We always compare ourselves to the few who have more than us, rather than to the billions who have less. Americans need to snap out of the delusion that we are poor. I saw a T-shirt that shows a frumpy-looking woman with a sourpuss scowl, and her hands are clamped over her ears. The caption read, "I'm not listening." Stop listening to those who would keep you in a dither of discontent. The more you refuse to listen to advertisers, the more likely you are to hear the voice of Jesus, who says, "One's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Our poor talk is especially insidious at Christmas time. Poor talk distorts reality and makes us oblivious to how fortunate we are. It perpetuates the delusion that we don't have enough for ourselves and thus cannot share, thereby robbing us of the joy of giving. It blinds us to the ever-growing disparity between rich and poor in this world. Perhaps worst of all, it keeps us perpetually unhappy, always thinking we need more, more, more. We become like the rich fool in Jesus' parable, building bigger and bigger barns. Wealth should be savored and shared, but neither can happen if we keep listening to the advertisers and to our own poor talk. Stop listening. Let's talk about it. What is your favorite advertisement? Analyze it. What subtle promise does the ad make? Do you think the product keeps the promise?